year of the nurse and midwife. 2020 is Florence Nightingale's bicentennial year, designated by the World Health Organization as the first ever global year of the nurse and midwife. Nurses and midwives make up the largest numbers of the NHS workforce. They are highly skilled, multifaceted professionals from a host of backgrounds that represent our diverse communities. As nurses of LPT, 2020 is your time to reflect on these skills, the commitment and the expert clinical care you bring, and the impact you make on the lives of so many. To celebrate you, we decided to put together a number of podcasts. The podcasts feature a number of LPT colleagues who wanted to share their nursing journey with us. We know there are so many inspirational stories. This podcast features Sue Swanson and Fiona McGuigan from CHS and Laura Smith from FYPC and LD.
My name's Laura Walton. I work in the crisis team at the moment, and I started there as a nurse in mid-April, so in the middle of COVID, I qualified. I joined the team with a couple of other people from uni, which is quite nice, and someone on my cohort, so it wasn't like I was going on my own. And I'd worked for the crisis team for about a year before as a healthcare assistant, so I got to know the team quite well. My nursing journey, I did the standard degree at uni at De Montfort. So we did our placements within Leicester Partnership Trust, and I had a placement in second year with the crisis team. I just really loved it. I loved the team, really. It was hard work, and it still is hard work, but I just loved working with everyone there. It's just a lovely environment. So I applied for the job a year early, and I got the job. So it was a year that had to be my third year. And then I did my management at crisis team as well, and then just continued on. COVID has dramatically changed our job. There is a lot more poorly people. We have an emphasis on community services with our patients, and actually COVID pretty much told us that there is no community services, that the things that we would tell our patients to do, we couldn't anymore, and they had to stay in their homes. And a lot of our patients are lonely. They live on their own, which is hard enough for anybody. But actually, for our patients, it was quite a shock for them to go from having all of this support to having phone support. So we did recognise that we had a lot of poorly people. And that wasn't just people with COVID itself, but the effects of, you know, losing people to COVID, the isolation, and just the enduring mental illness that they have to cope with every day anyway. At first, we did try and do phone calls, but we realised quite soon that this just wasn't filling the gap of face-to-face appointments. And so we decided to do home visits, but wear all the PPE. So yeah, we've been pretty much working as normal, just with face masks and all the other PPE. So nothing's really changed for us other than the workload being increased. But saying that, the team have been amazing, and being a newly qualified in a team in COVID has been a bit much, but we're still learning, and I'm really grateful for the crisis team and letting me just experience everything as I would do normally. I think it's probably set me in good stead for anything, really. I think if you can work throughout crisis in COVID, then you can pretty much do anything. My biggest achievement throughout my nursing journey, I think just becoming a nurse. It's so hard. The course is so, so hard. And I'd battled with my own mental health years before, so I didn't ever think that I could become a nurse. I mean, I still hadn't told people I was doing my nursing at uni because I was so sure that I wouldn't become a nurse. But it's thanks to really lovely people like my manager at the moment, Jane Murray. People like her that just give you that encouragement and tell you that you can do it when you think you can't, you've got 100 assignments and you've got to do all these hours for free and work as well. It's just crazy. So I think that's my biggest achievement, really, just becoming a nurse. And it's what I've always wanted to do, and hope that I can instill that hope in some of our patients who want to go on to nursing, that there really isn't anything that can stop you, really. Advice for colleagues starting their nursing journey. Just accept all the help that you can. Be honest with your colleagues. Ask for help. And don't give up, because there's lots of things that could make you feel like you need to give up. But there's lots of people that you can talk to and get answers to the problems that you're facing. Whether that's through uni or Open University or the Nurse Associates, there's always somebody that you can go to.
Hi, I'm Donna Bartrell. I'm Community Services Matron for the Community Nursing and Therapy Teams in East North Leicestershire, part of Community Health Services. I qualified in 2007 and came straight to LPT as a community staff nurse working with the district nursing teams. I worked with the team for about 5 years, and then in 2013 I was seconded by the Trust to go and do my specialist practitioner qualification in district nursing. Since then I've moved on to be a clinical lead and that now a community services matron. During COVID-19, there's been a significant change to our roles. I'm a lot more remote, not spending as much time physically with my colleagues. So we've had to adapt and think of new ways of being in contact with each other to support each other physically and emotionally. We've done this by setting up meetings via MS Teams, virtual coffee rounds, virtual open doors, those kind of bits, just so that we've got that connection with each other. My proudest moment, I think, is in my nursing career is probably qualifying as a district nurse. I was very proud to gain my qualification in district nursing. And then shortly afterwards, I also became a non-medical prescriber, completing the V300 course, which at the time gave me the opportunity to give some really, really significant holistic care to the patients that we saw out in their own homes. If I'd got advice for people who are starting their nursing journey, I would say be open-minded, access as many things as you can experience, go with as many people, work with your mentors, and also consider community nursing as a career choice moving forwards. It's a varied role and it's a very exciting role. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Alison O'Donnell. I'm the current head of education, training and development at Leicestershire Partnership Trust, and I work with Sarah Willis, who's our director of HR and OD. So I'm within the enabling directorate and the HR and OD directorate. I manage a team of staff that deliver lots of education, training and development across the trust. So I'm very proud of that team. They are fantastic. So as part of my NHS journey, I've been asked to talk to you about that. It's been over 25 years in the making, my NHS nursing journey. I loved it. I started off as a student nurse in Brighton. I was really pleased to be able to do the old traditional nurse training. So when I studied, I was actually still working as employed as a student nurse. So I was very fortunate to be able to do that. And I still remember receiving a first pay slip. It was fantastic. So I started off in Brighton. I did my 3 years of nurse training down there and I got my qualification with actually the University of Brighton, because it changed to a university while I was down there. So I'm proud of my NHS University of Brighton Nursing Midwifery pin badge, as we all get after the university. So proud of that. So when I qualified, I decided to move on and I wanted to sort of experience other organisations. So I actually moved to John Radcliffe in Oxfordshire. So I worked there for a little while, mainly in the gastroenterology unit. Really, really enjoyed that, and that was a great preceptorship programme for me. I then moved on again because I have a real interest in more of the acute sector. So when I was working in the gastro unit then at the GAR, I was realised I quite enjoyed some of the acute sector. So I came up and started working in accident and emergency at the Leicester Royal Infirmary. And this is before the three trusts merged. So I spent some time there. And that's when I started back on my academic journey, because the nurse training I did wasn't a certificate, it was certificate level actually. It wasn't diploma or degree. So I still needed to do further studies to really kind of, I felt like I needed to match up academically with other, with my colleagues. So I left John Radcliffe in Oxford, and then I moved up to the Leicester Royal Infirmary. And there, when I was in A&E, I started doing my diploma in accident and emergency nursing. So carried on studying. So it does feel like I've not stopped studying for some time. So I did my diploma in A&E nursing at the Royal. Then I completed that and wanted to sort of experience some other areas. So it's a message I've always kept close to my heart, and it's one of those that I share with student nurses, particularly when I'm working with them as part of my current role as in education and training, to say, you know, don't be afraid to move around and explore, because you can always go back. So I took that on board and I moved over to the Glenfield, to the to Ward 29 it was at the time, again back onto the gastro ward. Really enjoyed it there, learned a lot, and realised how much ward-based nursing had changed over since in the time I'd actually been in accident and emergency. From there, I then moved back into endoscopy, actually, and enjoyed the endoscopy, because I realised the kind of nursing I enjoy is more of the acute size of patients coming and going, short treatment periods. That really lent themselves to my kind of way of caring for patients, really intense care over a short period of time, and then helping them to move on to the next phase. So moved into endoscopy, and then when I was in endoscopy, I met a lady who's still actually working in Leicestershire Partnership Trust now. We still bump across paths every so often, and she was working in the most fantastic role called the Practice Experience Coordinator, and it was a new role that had been designed recently following a national report, and it was about bridging the gap between theory and practice. So I then looked out for this role and opportunities in that role, and was very fortunate after a short secondment into the PCT Primary Care Trust land in clinical governance. I was found a role as a practice experience coordinator out in the community, and I was working across all six primary care trusts at the time as a practice experience coordinator, really trying to bridge that gap between the theory, which is the academic side, and clinical staff out in practice, and improve the students' journey and the students' experiences at that time. Absolutely loved that job, worked with some amazing people, really passionate about education and training. So really felt I'd sort of found a new home, and really was able to take forward my passion for developing others and giving everybody an opportunity to actually fulfil their potential. So one of the joys of the NHS is that, you know, things don't tend to stay the same, they evolve. And I always say, even the job I'm in now didn't exist 3 or 4 years ago, and the job I was in then didn't exist 3 or 4 years before that. So, you know, things come around, and I took the opportunity to evolve my career and develop my career in education and training. And I was very fortunate to be able to be given acting up posts and secondment posts to help me to do that. So I moved through practice experience coordinator to a multi-professional education and quality lead. And I was working for Leicestershire County and Rutland Community Health Services at the time. And then we merged with Leicestershire Partnership Trust and the City Community Health Services. And that's when kind of a bigger team arose, and we were brought under the Learning and Development Service for Leicestershire Partnership Trust. Then as staff move on within the service and the heads of service moved on, I took the opportunity to apply for the post to be the head of the Learning and Development Service. And I was very pleased to be successful in that. And that's the role I'm in now. So I'm now the head of Education, Training and Development within Leicestershire Partnership Trust. And as I said before, I've got a fantastic team working with me to really enhance all the learning opportunities that our staff can have across the trust, as well as all the students that come through. I think one of the real benefits of this job is that we can really pull together a multi-professional approach, but not forgetting and not missing out on any members of staff. So even just our admin and clerical staff should have the same opportunities as our clinical staff to be able to develop themselves, because they're all vital in improving our clinical services moving forward. So that's a bit of a short synopsis of my career journey so far. Has spanned over 25 years. So I am proud of the fact I have received my LPT NHS 25-year PIN. Working rapidly, it feels like, towards my 31. And hopefully we'll still be here and able to achieve the 40-year one at some point in the future. Been asked to reflect on what are the big things around COVID and how's that changed the way everyone works and how's it affected me and the way I've adapted and my team. Oh, wow. Can we believe it? What it feels like in the last 5 or 6 months that we've done over a year's worth of work in a very condensed period of time, and reflecting back feels like a long time ago, back in March. Everyone's done an amazing job. And we've had our ups and downs, our peaks and flows. And really the main thing that I reflected on probably once we're about 2 months in was actually, why was it feeling like it was such hard work working through as the impact of COVID-19? And reflecting and realising that everything we were doing every day was new. You know, I trained for 3 years to be a nurse. So therefore, when I worked in a clinical environment, I knew what I was meant to know what I was doing, or at least had a pretty good sense of what I was doing. As a result of COVID, everything is new. Our old processes that you're comfortable working within and come easily to mind weren't there anymore and still aren't there. So you're having to think it through every single time and every challenge that comes up and everything new that comes up. And that is, to be honest, exhausting. And I think we've all reflected on that. And I've shared that with my team and ensured that really everyone accepts it's okay to be tired and we do need to take our breaks through that. So I've been very much supported by my management structure to take the breaks and rest and recuperate and build up that resilience again, because the days are challenging, the workload is challenging, because it takes a lot of energy to think new processes through all the time. And then you think you've got it right and we have to change it again. So it's got the adrenaline going at times, which is nice, but it's also recognising that actually it's tiring. So where we're at now at the moment and where we are at the team is trying to get fully established as much as possible, a new business as usual, a new way, embedding the processes, honing them down that we have, to make sure that they continue to be effective in the new way of living and working. The team have done a brilliant job in learning and development. They are virtually 100% of the staff are all able to work from home. So really proud of that, being able to give them that opportunity, and also that they've really embraced that. We're finding it challenging now more around the recruitment of the new staff, but we've had some excellent new starters in the service as well. So I felt for them because it's not an easy time to start, but they've really embraced it and are working very well. So I think those are the main reflections around COVID-19. We've got some opportunities within education and training to ensure that what we're providing is actually meeting everybody's expectations out there. And we've had to be flexible and adaptable to respond to that as well. So you will see a lot more technology-based learning, but recognise we also need to support staff to access technology, because that's not always all our default method of being taught and trained. I think those are the main things around the COVID-19 journey, and it's not stopping, so we've got to find a new way forward and on to the next phase. But I'm proud of the way we've done and adapted, and I feel as part of COVID-19, and I feel being a healthcare professional and being a registered nurse has really helped me with doing that, because, you know, we've learned over the years, and experience tells what we know we can tolerate and what we know we can, the levels of our resilience, and we know what we can challenge ourselves to be able to do. So I've really fallen back on my registration and my experience to be able to cope and adapt and work with the challenges that COVID-19 bring. Another thought to reflect on, I've mentioned some of it already, it's about what's been your biggest achievement through my nursing career. So, you know, as you've heard from my stories, that I had a clinical career, and I've had a career which has been non-clinically facing. I would say it's a strange time moving out of clinical practice into non-clinical role, and you do think long and hard about it before you do that, because you're used to having your patients. But what I would say, you never lose your patients. The patients are always around for you, whether they happen to be part of the NHS or they happen to be your neighbour next door or your family over here or your friends over there. You can't stop nursing once you're a qualified nurse. That's it forever. That's with you. But to think about my achievements and things I'm proud of, when you come out of clinical practice for a while, it's the stories that stay with you. There's certain patients that will stay with you. Those that, you know, make you feel sort of a little bit warm and fluffy afterwards, go, yeah, I did a good job there. That was good. They stay with you. And there's a few, definitely more than a few cases that I would say I recall with fondness. And knowing that you see that you were the ones that make the difference, being the nurse there, I enjoy reflecting back on those experiences and really value them. I've learned a lot from my patients as well. And I think that's the skill of the nurse, is also to be able to reflect and learn from your own experiences and learn from your patients, because they're all different and they all like to be treated slightly differently. And so we need to reflect and be supportive of them. So I think some of the main cases that have come back are the ones that, you know, you see in their eyes when they say thank you to me. There's that kind of knowingness between you as the nurse and them as the patient that you go, yeah, that's more than just the words. You really did do a good job there, and they really do appreciate it, and they know because it was you. You take that away and go, yeah, thank you. And there is that kind of bond that you build with your patients. Even if, you know, when I was working in A&E, they were only with me for a short time. That's one of the things I enjoyed about A&E, is that actually you could turn situations around for patients very quickly. You know, one moment they can be writhing around in pain, and the next moment they're more relaxed and smiling at you. Go, how did you manage to make them feel less uncomfortable just through some of the procedures that we had to hand when we were working in A&E? I think one of my things that's a big achievement is the time when I was told as part of my appraisal that they now felt that I was an A&E nurse, and I was really proud of that, and that was one of my achievements that I still hold to this day, because there's a lot to be said and there's a lot of literature around that you work in A&E. So I wasn't just a nurse working in A&E, I became an A&E nurse, and that my team around me and my management around me recognised that in me and told me about it. So I really felt that was one of my achievements, that I'd worked very hard in that service. It still feels a bit like my spiritual home, clinically. but I have an amazing amount of appreciation and respect for my colleagues in the community services who work for longer periods of time with their patients. They do an amazing job. In my education and training role, I'm always passionate about providing other people with the opportunities to reach their potential. Not everybody wants to progress, and that's absolutely okay, but giving them the chance to. So one of my biggest achievements that I'm most proud of is introducing the distance learning nursing programme, which is with the Open University. I started this back when I was working at Leicestershire County and Rutland Community Health Services in practice learning again. And we had our first cohort, it was just two staff. We seconded into 2011. And I think one of them is still working with us. I think she's now either a deputy ward manager or ward manager now. And the cohorts continued on from there. So we had another couple of nurses the following year. I believe they're now working in the district nursing services. So congratulations to them. And we expanded it, and it now includes mental health nursing. And a little message to those out there now, we are looking at expanding that further to learning disabilities and children's nursing. So one of the reasons I'm really proud of that achievement is it's been going for a number of years now. We didn't just set it up and then it sort of fizzled out. But it gave people the opportunity to become nurses who may not have had other opportunities to have done that, but the traditional nursing route didn't fit for them. So I'm really proud and quite chuffed of being able to introduce that to that programme to Leicestershire. And I'm aware that UHL have picked it up now and are running with it too. So really proud of that. And all of those students, healthcare support workers that we supported through that programme. So really proud of them, because it's a tricky programme to study on, but they did a brilliant job and made it all worthwhile. So I mentioned a little bit about some of the messages I've got for staff out there, because I've been asked to think about what would I say to somebody starting their nursing journey. The message is hang in there. Opportunities will come along. I'm very fortunate that I took the chances when I got them. I had opportunities for acting up posts, for secondment posts, and took them when I was sort of at the beginning of my career, before I got really settled in. And they just gave me a sort of a breadth of experience that I can still draw on today. So I do encourage people to move around, try other organisations, because, you know, you can always come back. And, I've still referred to things that I even studied and learned about when I was in Brighton, or studied and learned about when I was at the John Radcliffe, or even at Leicester Royal and at Glenfield. In my current career. So really advocate the opportunity, take the opportunities to move around if you can. Secondments, I'm a great believer for secondments as well, because they're a great opportunity to test your toe in the waters of other services, and then you can always come back. And I think the other thing is I've noticed because I've been working so much with like the Open University programme and the more mature students, it's okay to wait to start your journey to be a nurse, because actually when you're nursing you draw on all your life's experiences to be able to carry out this role as well. So I think, you know, those are my sort of key messages, and enjoy it. And if you're not, look around. There's so many opportunities, as I explained earlier, that I'm in the job role now that didn't exist a number of years ago, and the ones before that didn't exist. Sometimes there's national agendas that are coming out, changes in workforce. There's so much being driven around the mental health and learning disabilities agendas now that opportunities will arise. And that's one of the things I absolutely love about nursing. The transferable skills are endless. And if you put your heart and soul into it, as many of us do, and you'll get the achievements and the benefits out at the other end. And I'm always proud to be able to say I'm a nurse, though I'm conscious I'm not frontline clinical. It never leaves you. It's in there, it's ingrained, and you still look at things that you approach through work through the lenses of a registered nurse. So thank you for letting me share my story.